Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised.
Divert our plans because
he has our best interests. Just think about Joseph. God diverted him to Egypt to prepare him to rescue God's chosen people from starvation. And Moses, who was diverted from the luxurious lifestyle of Pharaoh's house to meet God in the wilderness in preparation to lead God's people towards the promised land. And also Mary and Joseph and Mary, who the angel announced the most significant diversion of all. Mary would be with child, and this child would be called Jesus. So he will save his people from sin. God had him to surrender to the diversion and being obedient to and call his name Jesus. We must trust God for his greater plan, because he is far better worth than the history of our lives if we trust and wait on him. And it's important for us to allow God to direct us, lead us, and guide us in the way that we should go. So it's always important for me to ask God to please order my steps so I can be able to be in the right place, do the right thing, and be blessed by him as well. So I am going to bring our special guest on, and she will talk more about how God can redirect your steps. Our guest tonight is Minister Anika Reed from the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. She wears many hats at the Grove. She's also one of our prayer warriors, and she is assistant director of the women ministry under our First Lady Sylvia Flippin. And I would like to introduce you, and I would like to bring you Anika, Minister Anika.
Yes.
To you. Anika?
Thank you so much,
Ms.
Hollis. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm very excited, and I'm very excited about the fact that you're speaking about how God directs and redirects paths. And those that you have mentioned, as we hear that, we see how when God redirects our path, how it's for his plan and for his glory and for a reason. And it was for all to bless his people. And I was also thinking about Elijah, the prophet Elijah, how he was in his own land and how he was disturbed how in his land how Ahab, the king of Judah, has set up idols for the people to worship. And also with his wife, Jezebel. And so God spoke to Elijah, and he said, leave here and go to the east of Jordan. And so he leads Elijah to a place where he was able to hide and eat from raising birds that eat off dead carcasses and animals. And he feeds him miraculously. And he tells him to go to a place where a widow is, to Zarephath. And so he leads him there. He said, there I commanded her to feed you. And so he leaves that place to where God led him, to another place where God tells him to go. And then he goes to this place, to Zarephath, and he sees this widow who herself was looking to die because she didn't have enough food. And so she was looking to cook her a meal for her and her son. And she told him, he said, go fix me something to eat. Go get me some water. And she said, I don't have enough food. She said, I'm about to fix food for me and my son. And she said, and then I'm planning to die. And he said, no. He said, do as you have said. Fix yourself something to eat. He said, but first, fix me cake and bring it to me. And then he said, and then fix your son and yourself something to eat. And so she did what thus said the Lord God through this prophet Elijah. And when she did that, she brought the food back to him, he ate, and she never ran out of food from that day forward. How God redirects our path. The obedience of the prophet Elijah to go to a place where a widow herself was looking to die because of the lack of food. And then God redirects her focus on the plan for her and her son to die, to focusing on fixing and blessing someone else, and then God turns around and bless her. It's all for a reason and for a plan. God is so amazing, and he's so awesome. So when he redirects our path and when he directs us, it's to bless us. All we have to do is to receive the word of the Lord and the instructions and obey. And at this time, it could be someone that's listening right now that needs for the Lord to direct and redirect their path. And as we see here in the story of Elijah, his obedience as well as the widow's obedience, there could be someone right now just seeking for a word from the Lord in this year. But I just pray that someone could just touch and agree with me that God will direct and redirect the path of someone who could be ready to give up, someone who has lost hope. But if you can just look at all the years of your life, say that this year, 2013, that the Father will lead us to a place of abundance. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for your goodness and for your mercy that you continue to bestow upon us. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are a God who will redirect and direct our path. No matter what situation that we find ourselves to be in, it doesn't matter the mistakes, Father, that we make, Lord God. But, Lord God, if we just tend to your voice and hear your voice and take heed to your voice, Lord God, and what you tell us and what you give us, you will redirect our path. Father God, I come right now in the name of Jesus on behalf of your people, Lord God. Father God, we lift those up, Lord God, that are going through right now, Lord God. Someone, Lord God, who's looking to do a new thing in their life, Lord God. Someone, oh God, who's looking for promises, Lord God, that you have told them, oh God, and they're still waiting on you, Lord God, because your promises are yea and amen, oh God. And you say, they that wait upon the Lord, you shall renew our strength, and we shall mount up on wings as eagles. We shall run and not get weary. We shall walk and never faint. And so, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in this year 2013, Lord God, we ask, God, that you would direct our path in your word. We ask, Lord God, that you will order our steps in your word. We ask you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would direct us as only as you can. For your word says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. Your word also says, Lord God, that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And though he fall, he will not utterly be cast down. But, Lord God, you shall uphold him with your right righteous hand. And your word says, now old, was young, now I'm old. Never have I seen a righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So, Lord God, we thank you right now, Lord God, that you shall order the steps of your people, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, even in the midst of their situation, that you will speak to their hearts and their minds, Lord God. For your word said you know the plans that you have for our life, Lord God, to give us a good future, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you right now that you will touch our hearts, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, that we will seek you wholeheartedly, oh God, and you will speak to us, Lord God. We ask right now, Lord God, that someone may feel like, Lord God, that their life may not be going the way it should be, Lord God. But tonight, Lord God, I stand in agreement with them, oh God. They shall go, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, just as you planned it before the foundations of the earth. Father God, somebody may feel like giving up in a situation, oh God. It may feel like it's too late, Lord God. But Lord God, you always on time, oh God. And Lord God, you are never late, Lord God. You will never leave us nor forsake us. As long as we got breath in our body, there is always hope in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For you are the hope of glory. Father God, we thank you tonight, Lord God, that we can come together tonight for this sweet hour of prayer, calling on the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, you said that when we call you, you will answer us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for so many blessings that you give unto us, even now, Lord God. Your mercies that are new for us, oh God. Your grace, Lord God, that continues to keep us, Lord God. Father God, when we are weak, oh God, you are strong, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you now, God, that those that are listening, oh God, that you will make them strong in the power of your might, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask, God, that you will renew our minds, Lord God, that you will redirect our focus, oh God, that we won't focus on the things that are maybe negative in our lives, but we will focus on the good things, Lord God. We will focus on you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and we will be encouraged by you, oh God. You say, he who keep his mind stayed upon you, oh God, you will keep him in perfect peace, Lord God. So we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we honor you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you shall do in the lives of your people in this hour and in this year. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
Well, thank you so much, Minister Reed, for that beautiful message and prayer. We thank you so much for taking the time to stay up with us tonight and being with us and giving us that word. And it was really powerful. And we hope that each one of you would let God redirect your path, order your steps. Just like you indicated in your prayer, let's not think of the negative, but think of the good in Jesus. And be just grateful for you for being obedient and coming on this air. This is not your first time. You've been on the air before, and I do appreciate
yes.
Every now and then I do ask you, and you always say yes, and I do appreciate that. And thank
well,
you,
thank
so,
you
much
so much for having
wonderful
me.
Prayer and being continue to be obedient to God and helping us to for our ministry to grow as well. And we
God bless
again.
You.
And I know you got to get to work early, so thank you so much for being on the air. Anyone has any questions, any comments that you want to ask Minister Reed at this time? We have a pretty big audience this tonight, Minister Reed. So we
okay.
have
wonderful.
Several people to be and listen to your prayer, and I thank you so much once again.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, I have a few announcements I'm going to be making, but thanks again.
Thank you.
We have a few announcements regarding our next meeting. We only have a few more minutes that's left. And I wanted to also talk about our meeting for March. The next meeting will be March 16th and 17th. We asked for a vote of people the different days that you probably will be able to be at our planning meeting, which is March, the third weekend in March. So what I've decided to do so we can get all of your support, we're going to do it on Saturday as well as Sunday. Those that you that can come on Saturday, come on Saturday, and we will have it from 9 to 11 o'clock on Saturday. And those are the things that we mentioned before, that we're going to be planning our 10th anniversary, which is wonderful, 10 years in the ministry. Also, we're going to be filling in our calendars for each month, the different things that we will be doing. We're also going to be planning our yearly trip. And one other thing that we're going to plan is getting our book written. We're going to finish those testimonies. Those that, of you that have not done it, please start so you can be a part of the book. We'll begin editing some of the testimonies and starting in March. And also we're going to be writing a handbook. So we have a lot to do. So we're going to start on Saturday, March 16th, from 9 to 11 a.m. And then Sunday, the 17th, we're going to finish up from 4 to 6 p.m. So who cannot be there on Saturday? I hope that you will be a part of it on Sunday. And we need all of your support. We need all of your input and your work in all of this. We must plan our 10th anniversary, which is a big event. We also want to plan our trip and also start the process of writing our book and handbook. So we have a lot to cover for the month of March. That's why we're calling it a planning month. So please spread the word and put it on your calendar that you will be there to support this ministry in all of those three different occasions. And continue to support us with this blog talk show each Tuesday from 11 to 11:30 p.m. We will continue to have special guests from time to time and invite your friends, family, or other widows especially to be a part of this radio show to encourage others to that they can go forward with their lives, that God is always there. He will never leave us or forsake us. Just like it indicates with our scripture, honor widows that are widows indeed. God favor widows. You can. He will provide for you. So this ends our show tonight. If anyone has any comment or question or anything that they would like to say, you can click on to one and come on the air. We have a couple more minutes left. But if no one has anything to say, I don't know. I see some unfamiliar numbers, and I hope that the rest of you will pass it on to the others how much fun you had on Friday night for Valentine's. Yes, we had a great time, and I just ask God to continue to be with us and help us to continue to do things and encourage each other as we all go through these different times, different trials and tribulation in our lives. So just be encouraged and also reach out to others that are going through what you have gone through, and he's gotten many of you through the first year, the second year, and even the third year. So you know the problems and the difficulty in getting from point A to B. So you need to reach out and touch someone else's hand to help them through that period of their lives as well. I see where there's someone that wants to say something. Great. Let me click you on the air. You're on
Hello?
The air.
Hello, Mary.
Yes, Ms. Jefferson. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Thanks again for the wonderful Valentine's affair that we had at your home last week. I sincerely enjoyed it, and you put many, many smiles on my face. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for that.
Well, you're more than welcome.
That was my first time involved in an affair of that caliber, but I certainly enjoyed myself. I want to briefly give a little testimony. When I listened to the program about 2 weeks ago, you were talking about letting the Holy Spirit guide us. And tonight, and the lady was talking about, I was just kind of tying the two in about God ordering our steps. Several years ago, well, it's been more than several years ago, before SunTrust became SunTrust, it was just called Trust Company Bank. And my husband had opened an account there, and on this particular Saturday, he was encouraging me to go and cash a check. I don't know what happened, but different things kept happening around the house, the telephone ringing, and I think the children were asking me, Mama, do this and Mama, do that. But anyway, I never got out of the house to go cash the check. And later on, we were watching the news, and we found out that somebody had come and robbed that bank around the same time that I was going to go. He robbed the bank and took a couple of hostages, and I was so glad and so thankful that I was delayed. So the secret tonight just tied that in, and I went back and thought
diversion.
About that. It's like the diversion probably said, in fact, I thank God for it because it probably saved me, could have saved my life because I don't know, I assumed that he had a gun. I don't know. But anyway, the bank was robbed, and he took hostages, and it was at the, on the same day, around the same time that I was supposed to go to the bank.
Wow.
So I thank God for the message tonight. And I can apply it and really relate to it, so I'm thankful.
Yes, by all means. Yes, he does it all the time, and sometimes we're not even aware of it.
That's true.
That he has to redirect our path. He's when we pray that prayer of protection, he's doing just that.
Yes, he protects.
Yes,
and
so that's and that's a wonderful testimony to pretty much emphasize what we were talking about tonight, because it could have been you could have been there and be one of the hostages, and in a situation like that, you never know how the outcome will be.
That's true. Thank God for the diversion.
Yes, exactly. Yes, allow him to do just that. But that's the end of our show, and thank you so much for coming on and sharing that, Ms. Jefferson, and I'm glad you had a great time, and we all did, and we just had a lot of fun, and we hope that our next occasion will be just as much fun as that when we go on our trip. I'm getting excited about our trip that we're going to be taking, so we got to decide where we're going to go. But anyway, we thank God for his goodness and his mercy. And we thank him for always being there for us, never leaving us or forsaking us, and loving us and showing us that that we are widows and we must be honored. Honor widows that are widows indeed. Well, have a blessed week. And just know that you can allow God to redirect your path, because most of the time, and it's always the right time, is the time that you should allow him to redirect your path, because sometimes we make the wrong move, wrong decision, or whatever. So allow him to work within you this week. And have fun. Talk to you again next week, same time, from 11:30 p.m. each Tuesday. Love you, and be blessed.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come.
Let us.
Let us adore
him.
before him. Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Tell me, say. To praise him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
No matter, no matter, no matter. I mean, no matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come.
Come.
Let us adore him.